You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
ISIS crypto claims are exposed as bogus. Patches are out from Magneto, Oracle, FreeBSD, and Apple. Corporate cyber risk disclosures remain vague, but the insurance market is rapidly growing more rigorous than SEC regulations. Venture capital looks for the next generation of cyber unicorns. More international cooperation in cyber law enforcement, but US-EU safe harbor negotiations continue to drag despite US offers of a privacy ombudsman. And don't click on Crash My Safari. And no, sending that link is not funny. Thank you very much. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Tuesday, January 26, 2016. The video ISIS released over the weekend appears to contain some fakery, not alas the murders, but rather the claimed encryption. The encrypted email is patently bogus, faked, according to informed observers. Why it was even included is the subject of some speculation. Perhaps it represents an attempt at building internal morale, or perhaps it's intended to frighten the opposition. Or, more interestingly, some speculate ISIS's claims to have strong encryption is aimed at rushing governments into policies that would subvert or otherwise restrict encryption. Presumably, this would give pro-ISIS hacktivists more access to their targets, and would also serve to, as old-line Trotskyites might put it, heighten the contradictions. But beware, one of those informed speculators is Edward Snowden, who's not entirely a disinterested party with respect to encryption policy. In what appears to be a dim-witted internet gag, various trolls are circulating a link to crashmysafari.com, which, unsurprisingly, does something close to what it advertises. The site will induce the browser to process an indefinitely increasing string of characters, thereby clogging memory and forcing devices to reboot. OS X, iOS, and Android devices are said to have been affected. One note, beware of shortened URLs in tweets sent by what Hackreed characterizes as some idiots. The shorter URLs may be less immediately recognizable as leading to the gag site, so click with care. The FortiOS SSH vulnerability, either a backdoor, as critics call it, or an oversight in a management authentication issue, as Fortinet maintains, has been found and fixed in additional Fortinet products. Active exploitation attempts are now being observed in the wild. Versions 1 and 2 of the popular e-commerce platform Magneto have been found vulnerable to cross-site scripting, a patch is available, and analysts recommend it be applied as soon as possible. In other patch news, Oracle issues some Java patches, patch it or pitch it, advises Brian Krebs. FreeBSD fixes a kernel panic vulnerability that can lead to denial of service conditions, and Apple pushes out a security update that addresses multiple vulnerabilities in tvOS. OpenSSL is expected to issue two patches later this week. Risk management keeps its place center stage in industry news. A study of corporate risk disclosures in U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filings finds such disclosures, including those pertaining to cyber risk, generally generic and uninformative, especially insofar as they fail to identify company-specific risks. The insurance market, however, continues to move toward more rigorous characterization of cyber risk. Some of that movement comes from the UK, where companies partnering with Cambridge University's Center for Risk Studies have evolved a cyber risk exposure data schema. In the US, a variety of approaches to cyber risk analysis are on offer, ranging from traditional consulting interviews to various scans of the external environment. Venture capital continues to flow unabated into cybersecurity startups. Next generation appears to be the magic words being spoken to conjure unicorns. Proofpoint, subject to speculation that it will be an acquisition target, says that it doesn't intend to put itself on the block anytime soon. In policy news, more international security and intelligence cooperation is in the offing. Australia and Thailand are working on an agreement, and the European Union is opening a new counterterrorism center. Law enforcement officials see such collaboration as particularly important to the investigation and prosecution of inherently borderless cybercrime. Negotiations over a successor safe harbor agreement between the U.S. and the EU proceed. The U.S. is said to have floated the idea of establishing a privacy ombudsman to address concerns EU citizens might have over U.S. government access to their data. Elsewhere in the U.S., as responsibility for security clearance information is set to shift from OPM to the Department of Defense, U.S. Cyber Command warns that the country faces technological peer competitors in cyberspace. The baffling case we saw last week of the couple in Atlanta bedeviled by people whom Find My iPhone kept sending to their address looks closer to solution. Flaws in cell tower triangulation might be leading tracking software to pick a single default location, and it may be that this location just happens to be that couple's home. They filed a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission and their senator. We wish them good luck. And in some final crime and punishment news, one Lord Bastion, allegedly associated with the Crackers with Attitude, doxes the Miami Police Department via what he or she claims is the compromise of an FBI database. The declared motive is revenge over a raid on a Miami house that Lord Bastion and some of his or her friends rented sometime last year. Observers wonder why it's taking law enforcement so long to round up the Lord and his colleagues. Some news reports casually refer to the Crackers with Attitude as a defunct group, which raises the question of how so casually assembled a group could be said to go out of existence. Logicians may recognize this as an instance of the Sorites paradox, attributed to Eubulides of Miletus. We'll leave this as an exercise for you, dear listener.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Joining me is Jonathan Katz. He's a professor of computer science and the director of the Maryland Cybersecurity Center, one of our academic and research partners. Jonathan, I want to talk about backdoors, specifically the tension that exists between law enforcement, who likes backdoors, and industry, who seems to be resistant to them.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm actually receptive to the idea that we want to provide law enforcement or government agencies with the ability to access communications of criminals or terrorists or people that they're investigating for one reason or another. But I think the fundamental problem is that any time you allow the presence of these backdoors, you're inherently weakening the security of the system. It's all very well and good to say that this backdoor, this key, for example, will be protected and will only be given to government agencies upon presentation of a warrant or some other legal mechanism. But nevertheless, you have to then worry about protecting that key. You have to then worry about which people, which employees of the organizations involved have access to that key. You have to worry about hackers potentially breaking in and getting information about those backdoors. And so inherently, you're undermining the overall security of the system.
What's your sense for where this is going?
Well, it's really unclear. I mean, the talk right now among the politicians seems to be that they're all in favor of the idea of having some kind of a backdoor of the sort. But I don't think that they all fully understand the technological implications of that or the technological difficulties that would be involved in making such a system. So I think it's very easy for them right now to say that, sure, in an ideal world, we'd like a backdoor that only law enforcement can access. But if they sat down, and hopefully at some point they will sit down and meet with technical people and try to understand the issues involved, they may come to the realization that that's simply not feasible.
All right, Jonathan Katz, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire Daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero-trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.